318-602.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I am enjoying this beautiful, cool morning.
Yeah, with no smoke. I love it.
Yeah, it's very, very nice. I live for days like this. I was trying to get a radio together for Dave 439, but the darn thing won't power up, so I'm kind of scratching my head.
Oh, I wonder what the deal is.
I'm not sure. I thought I had had this radio on at one point, but I may not have. I might have just, it's an older Kenwood TK790, or sorry, 890, high power. So, I'm kind of bummed out right now. I was hoping to get this thing all wrapped up and programmed for him, but no worky.
I'm not super familiar with that one. I wonder if it's got an internal fuse.
Yeah, that was my thought, too. So I went diving, looking for that, and I do not see one. I'm going to peruse the service manual and see if I'm just missing something.
Yeah, hopefully it's something easy. I don't know if you spilled a lot of parts out there, right?
Yeah, I've got, the weird thing is that I've got two Kenwood TK690s, which are the low band VHF version, and the 690 powered up perfect, you know, same setup with the ignition sense and the power plug and everything. But I just, no matter what I do, I can't get the 890 to power up, so I don't know. Something's wrong, and I'll either fix it or I won't.
Yeah, it's just one of those you got to work through till you figure out the result.
Yeah, that's a fact. But what are you up to today?
I'm headed up to Brian's to drop him off my scanner so he can troubleshoot his stuff, and then I got to run out to the Applegate and take a look at a new job for a gal that I did some stuff about 5 years ago. And then we're going to paddle today again, hogs to Galice with a couple friends, our family members.
Oh, very, very nice. Yeah, I'm bummed that we don't have the Galice repeater down there yet. Dan and Amy have just been super busy. It's going to be a weird thing to have three different homes in three different parts of the country and try and balance that all and go between them and run a business in one state and run a business in another state. So I'm certainly not frustrated. I feel for them. They're probably the ones that are frustrated that they just don't have enough time in the day.
Yeah, you got to be careful what you wish for and get buried real quick. I don't think I'd want to do that.
Yeah, it's funny. I've kind of mentally run that one through, like, you know, having two different homes so you could enjoy time in one place and time in another. And you start to kind of put the realities of that together, and you're like, oh, man, that could be wonderful, and at the same time, it could be really stressful.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I like the Airbnb thing. You can go there, and then you can go home, and you can do that as much as you can muster the money for.
Yeah, 100%. I remember a friend had a cabin up in the Sierras, and as a kid, we would go up there in the summer all the time and fish and ride dirt bikes and just enjoy the heck out of ourselves. So we'd do that two or three times a summer, but every spring and fall, they were up there repairing and fixing and, you know, prepping the thing for winter and then taking everything down from the winter to get it back opened up and dealing with, you know, gas leaks or water leaks or bugs or critters that came in and over the winter and destroyed things. And it was so much work for them to get three or four outings in the summer, you know. So just have to weigh out what's important to you, I guess.
Yeah, that's for sure. all roses.
No, you almost have to, like, when you have something like that, really take advantage of every second of it, because a lot of work make it happen, I guess. Anyway, are you mobile right now, driving around?
Yeah, I'm up by Hillcrest. I just can drop this scanner off and then take a road trip out to Thompson Creek.
Right on, man. Well, I'll let you carry on, head over there, and tell Brian I said hi. Hope you guys have a great float, man, and get to enjoy this beautiful day.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one. We rode yesterday from Shady, or from Lost Creek to Shady, and then last week, on last Thursday, I think, Wednesday, something like that, we rode Spring Creek, so it's been a week of paddling.
How is the float from Lost Creek to Shady Cove?
Well, normally earlier in the season, it's nice and cool, and there's no algae, but once it gets a little lower like it is now, it's a little more technical. You got to do a little more. It's nothing major. It's just you do a lot more moving than if you do, like, Hogs to Galise. I won't have to do so much maneuvering, just a few rapids.
Are you in that catamaran you've got, or are you guys on paddle boards?
Yesterday we took the raft, the cat. So, I mean, it paddles awesome, but there's just slicing through, you know, from one flight to the other on a regular basis there. But today we'll take the cat and then the two kayaks for our guests.
Oh, very, very cool. All right, man. Once again, I'll let you carry on with what you're doing. So have fun, man. Get lots of fun. WRCD 602.
Sounds good. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. WRKJ 318.